I want to tell you about a race to the South Pole. In 1911, Britain's Robert Falcon Scott and Norway's Ronald Amundsen both launched expeditions to be the first to reach the South Pole. It would end in victory for Amundsen and in tragedy for Scott. The contrast between these two provides like this wonderful case study. They were essentially the same age, had comparable experiences. They started their 1,400-mile journey within 2 days of each other. Therefore, they had the same unforgiving weather conditions and both had access to the same technologies of their day. Keep in mind, this was 1911. Another similarity is that neither one of them had the advantage of a satellite phone to call out for rescue workers if conditions proved dire. Though they had so much in common, including the same goal, they had wildly divergent outcomes. What, one might ask, separated these two men? Why did one achieve an amazing victory under such harsh conditions while the other was not only unsuccessful at his goal, but tragically froze to death along with his entire crew? Their massively different outcomes were primarily because they approached life in this journey to the South Pole very differently. The ant, daily diligence. Amundsen was like the ant and was relentlessly diligent. I call this the diligent daily march. Throughout his trek to the South Pole, Amundsen stuck to a strict regimen of consistent daily progress. He never pushed too far in good weather. Amundsen was careful not to push his team to exhaustion, and yet he pressed ahead in terrible weather to stay on track. In good weather and bad, Amundsen and his team traveled just 15 to 20 miles each day. When a team member remarked to him that the conditions seemed favorable enough for us to do 25 miles on this day, Amundsen said no, in favor of rest and replenishment. Amundsen was disciplined and diligent. As you might expect, Scott pushed his team to exhaustion on the days with good weather and would not even venture out of his tent on days with bad weather. Scott's journals were filled with complaints about the weather and how the bad conditions had stopped them again. Amundsen's comments were factual about the weather conditions, the harsh weather conditions, and yet he ended an entry with 16 miles closer to our journey. Amundsen was diligently progressing. Scott was not. Always remember, diligence is what no one wants to do when no one wants to do it. Be the ant. Ants are known for stockpiling resources during the summer months when others are prone not to work. Amundsen stored 3 tons of food for 5 men. Scott stored 1 ton for 17 men. Amundsen had enough extra supplies to miss every single supply depot and still have enough to travel an additional 100 miles. Scott, however, ran everything dangerously close so that missing even one single supply depot would bring devastation. The lizard, consulting the right people. Now, Amundsen spent years learning the right things from the right people. Amundsen prepared for his South Pole adventure by nearly 10 years before the actual journey. He wanted to learn everything he could about being a successful explorer. He enrolled in a course to learn to be a master salesman. He earned a certificate in sailing, master certificate in sailing. And yet, the class was far away. Rather than taking the train, Amundsen rode his bicycle nearly 2,000 miles to the destination for that training, concluding that the physical preparation would benefit my body. Amundsen got in front of the right people for the right learning, regardless of the cost. Beyond this, Amundsen made a pilgrimage to apprentice with Eskimos to learn about what worked in polar conditions. Now, his indigenous teachers were people who had hundreds of years of accumulated experience in ice, cold, snow, and wind. And he learned to use sled dogs. Now, he observed how Eskimos never hurried, moving slowly to avoid excessive sweat. Of course, that could turn to ice in sub-zero conditions. He adapted loose-fitting Eskimo clothing and allowed, of course, sweat to evaporate pretty quickly. He systematically practiced Eskimo methods and prepared himself for every conceivable possibility. He learned dog handling and became an expert cross-country skier. Now listen to this. Scott, on the other hand, did not spend the previous decade leading up to the race learning from experts and preparing his body. Instead of choosing sled dogs, Scott chose to bring ponies to pull their gear. Beyond this, Scott invested in motor sledges, which were untested in sub-zero weather. The sweat from the ponies froze their bodies and they died early. The motor sledges froze and cracked on day two. Scott and his team had to resort to man-hauling and pulling the sleds themselves. You see, one man found a way to get in front of the right people and learn the right things years in advance. The other chose trendy, untried tactics. Be the lizard. The locust. An organized strategy. Now, as you remember, the locust has no king, and yet they go out in ranks. Anemundsen had an organized strategy, and he went into the battle prepared. Scott went into the battle unprepared and utterly unorganized. When you trek through the frozen white tundra, it is easy to get lost and disoriented. If you get lost and missed a supply depot, you would be in grave danger. Anemundsen placed huge flags at their supply depots, but also had a backup strategy where he placed 20 black pendants at precise increments for miles on each side. These black flags were easy to see against the white snow. This allowed them to be off course by up to 20 miles in any direction during a huge snowstorm and yet make course corrections and find their food. Scott, however, banked on one flag at their storage supplies. One flag. Scott's strategy had them horribly exposed to disaster if they were even slightly off course. Scott brought one altitude measuring thermometer and had an outburst of wrath and consequence when it broke. Anemundsen brought along four such devices to account for accidents. Anemundsen, he organized himself for the possibility of bad events that might strike. His strategy included contingency plans. Scott, however, under the exact same conditions, wrote over and over in his journal their, quote, bad luck. Luck seems to favor the organized and the prepared. Be the locust, have a strategy, and move out in organized ranks. Finally, of course, the badger, relentlessly focused. Anemundsen's focus was so intense and so sustained. He prepared for over a decade for this one journey, long before it ever began. Anemundsen found various aspects of growth needed for this one singular task and prepared years in advance. Anemundsen even explored eating only dolphin meat to prove or disprove if he could live on it exclusively if conditions went that bad. It seemed as if Anemundsen had his destiny. He knew it, and he was prepared and as an explorer and focused intensely on that one singular end. Learning everything about dogs and sleds, learning how to properly navigate a ship, and his relentless physical preparations screams focus. Now, as I close out this section about the focus of the badger, I want to share how such diligent focus can provide amazing freedom to pivot when needed. Many don't know this, but Anemundsen's entire focus had been traveling to the North Pole, not to the South Pole. It was only when Anemundsen learned that Scott had intended to plant the flag of Britain on the South Pole that he shifted his gaze. Anemundsen kept completely quiet about this change until 2 hours before he and his crew were to set sail for the North Pole. When he announced this change, it mattered very little, actually. The crew knew Amundsen was the complete opposite of impulse and erratic behavioral shifts. Their direction could easily change, and yet the mission was the same. You see, be the badger and operate from a focused position of strength, allowing you to make for easy changes. You may not be in a life and death situation like Amundsen and Scott. However, the stakes are nonetheless quite high. The stark contrast between these two men and their conditions being, however, quite similar, couldn't be much different. One entire team lived and made it back home while the other team froze to death just 10 miles from their next supply depot. Will you be Amundsen? Will your life be characterized by complaint and blame spewed by Scott? Will you adopt the attributes of the ant, the badger, the lizard, and the locust? Diligent leaders do what no one else will do when no one else will do it. Focused leaders pick a target and are not distracted. Organized leaders map out a strategy, though no one is telling them to do so. You see, winning leaders find the right people to get in front of so that they can have the right information imparted to them. Once again, I ask, will you adopt the attributes of the ant, the badger, the locust, and the lizard?